Coming up in Cork, Red FM Breakfast with KC.
What happened to me yesterday? This is great crack.
Yeah.
One of my favorite pastimes,
yeah,
only when I have a bit of time, is winding up scammers.
I know.
I have about three or four conversations going on Twitter with people who now think that we're getting married, like, you know, that we're going to meet up. I just love playing the long game with them.
Gasp.
But this, I keep getting these phone calls. Okay, so it'll come up. It's a UK number.
Yeah,
my number's on a database somewhere, and yeah, it's got into the hands of these lads. I don't know how, but they keep ringing, saying that they're ringing from Binance. Binance is the crypto.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
the crypto app.
Yeah,
and I don't have a Binance account anymore. I got rid of it. Got rid of it years ago. But they keep ringing to say that it's been compromised, and I need to change passwords really quickly. And they have. There was crypto in my account that I didn't know about that's doing really well, and they need to transfer it to me, to my personal account. So again, like this, it happens once or twice a week. I don't know if anybody else gets these kind of calls.
Yeah.
But I love playing the long game with them.
So what have you been doing?
Yesterday, I had a fella on the phone, and he was probably, I'd say, I'm guessing from the voice, maybe early 20s.
Okay.
Hello, so I'm just ringing about your Binance account. It seems to be compromised. There's been some probably activity from Moscow. And it gives me all...
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. What's going to happen to my funds?
Yeah.
And I keep going and I keep going. And I just stopped him. I said, listen, lad, I don't know how you ended up here in life. I really don't.
Did you say this to them?
I just kept it going. I was like, listen, I know you're only doing a job to make a few bob or whatever. But what you're doing is actually probably, it's down there with the lowest of gutter scum.
Sorry, sir.
I don't know what you're talking about. I said, you know what I'm talking about. And 10 minutes later, he was sobbing on the phone.
Was he?
He was crying.
Was he?
I broke him.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he put down the headphones and he walked out of that building and he went off and he finally picked up a Bible or something. But he was like, he got very upset. He just hung up.
Well, there you go. I think that's a good thing.
Now I feel really bad.
Well, now you're reforming scammers. I wouldn't feel bad about that. I think that's actually your life's work. Going forward,
this is why I'm here.
The scammer reformer that is KC.
I've been put on this planet.
You're reforming scammers one day at a time.
So can I just please advise everybody that gets a scam call to entertain them?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You see, most people can't be bothered. Most people are just like, go away.
No, it's so much fun.
Yeah,
it's so much fun. Yeah. But you know, lure them into a false sense of security and become their friend.
So they really think that
have you. And then just gently whisper into them, hey, Langer.
I know what you're up to.
Spoke about this a little bit earlier on this morning. For those of you with dogs and cats at home, a wine producer in New Zealand has brought out a range of pet-friendly wines that come in a little wine bottle that are ready for your cats and dogs. When you're sitting down, if you're having a little vino on a Friday night and your doggy's looking up at you, how often have you thought, God, I'd love to pour you one, kid. I'd love to sit here and talk about the good old days. Now you can. Now, obviously, instead of alcohol, the wines continue this thing called catnip, which is kind of a herb.
Yeah.
Which is created into a red, watery substance. It looks like you're pouring a wine.
Yeah, okay.
But it just chills out your cats and dogs, and they love it, apparently.
Yeah.
It's made over in New Zealand, but they haven't given us some proper names for it yet, you know? So I've left it over to you, the good people of Cork, to come up with a puntastic name for pet wine.
These are brilliant.
My suggestion's Perlo. Nice Argentinian. Is Merlot French or Argentinian? I think it's French. Yeah, French. Nice French Perlo. I think you get it in Argentina as well.
No, I think it is Argentinian.
Shatting off the pup.
Oh, that's so funny.
Brilliant. What else have we got over there, Vic?
Pee on the Greeno.
pee on the Greeno is my favourite, I think. Louise.
I love this as well. This is from Kimmy.
Yeah.
Whiskery.
Whiskery's genius.
Lab Sauvignon house wine from Melissa.
Yeah, I'll have a bottle of that, please.
We have Monte Porciano from Bobby. We have Woof Blast.
Woof Blast. That is incredible, Vicky.
We have Porsecco.
Porsecco. Genius.
That's from Burr.
Pinot, and that's not Pinot Gris, it's Pinot Grrr.
Yeah, we have Pernod Grigio.
Malbark, Doris, that is genius.
We have a Pourdonnay for Chardonnay. That's
okay.
From Roisin.
It doesn't necessarily have to be an alcohol tipple. What about Seven Pop, Foxy Lad?
Love
take
that.
Take a bow.
I love that. Chardoguet. from Isabel.
Oh, there was one there that sounded like Jack Daniels, wasn't it? Oh, Jack yeah. Cocker Spaniels. Lloyd, you're a genius. It's been a while since we did our piece called Make Victoria Cry.
Oh, God, lads.
Is that the official name?
That's what we do. Today is Random Acts of Poetry Day across the world.
Right.
Where, I don't know, you can write little poems and leave them on the fridge. Leave little love notes for your beloved. Whatever you want to do. But remember Jess Ulrich, the amazing poet from, I think from New Zealand.
She's from New Zealand, yeah.
And she had that gorgeous poem called Dear Husband, which Vic read about a year and a half ago. And something ridiculous like 8 or 9 million people around the world watched it.
They did.
And you destroyed,
destroyed
everybody.
Myself, let's.
I thought, well, let's do it again.
Okay.
I've left a sheet of paper you there have. In front of you. And as the mum of two boys, I hope you get through this one, all right. Jess Ulrich, a boy will always need his mum.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'll turn it over.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Victoria Nichols, mother of two boys. Take it away.
These moments are fleeting, little man. No matter how hard I hold on, they'll slip through my fingers anyway. That's life. Sometimes I wonder if I held on long enough, but I hope a boy will always need his mum. One day your arms will dangle at your sides instead of reaching for me to pick you up. In fact, I think that's happened already. You won't need your sore knee kissed or my cuddles before bed. I'll remember the times I wished for my nights back and realise that then I got them. And I'll hope a boy will always need his mum. You'll stop running into our bedroom in the morning. Sometimes before sunrise, when our tired bones ache the most, you'll stop climbing into the sheets and demanding that we get up. Instead, I'll wake up and you'll be in the kitchen, pouring milk into your cereal. I'll look at you then and realise things are much easier now and somehow harder too. And I'll hope a boy will always need his mum. You'll stop calling out for me in the middle of the night. I won't know when the last time is that I'll be coming running to you. You won't tell me you love me 5 times a day. I hope you still tell me, but it won't be with those little hands on my cheeks. It just won't, and that's okay. And I'll hope a boy will always need his mum. You'll let go of my hand one day. You'll tell me that you can walk the rest of the way to school on your own. You'll give me a hug that never lasts long enough. I don't recognise your smell quite the same, but I still see a glimpse of those toddler cheeks, and I'll wonder if I'll always see my baby. And I'll hope that a boy will always need his mum. Then one day you'll be a man holding a baby of your own. I'll tell you he's just an old soul like you were. You'll smile because I'm teaching you things about yourself that you didn't know. And I'll smile because you've been doing that to me for years. I'll know then that you'll always need your mum, but just in different ways. That's how I wanted to raise you. So I'll hold on to those precious cuddles. I'll keep picking you up. I'll run to you in the night as long as you call. Because one day, even when you need me less, you know that I'll be there.
Oh, my God.
Oh God.
I know, that was a struggle to get through.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because it's lovely and you deliver it so nice and it's fantastic. Are you all right?
No.
You made me cry.
There's only one thing. There's only one thing that can rescue this now. Vic? You all right? That was so lovely. Jess Ulrich, a boy will always need his mum. She broke you again. That's what Jess does. Breaks people. Are you okay now?
No.
We've broken half a Cork as well.
I think so. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Yeah, you've absolutely broken everybody.
I've broken myself, lads.
Are you okay?
I'm all right, yeah.
Yeah. That was lovely. You did that so well. I promise I'll only do that to you maybe once every 15 months or so.
Thanks.
All right, yeah. Jesus, lads, what are you at? I just finished my makeup and now I'm... I'm like a panda.
I know, yeah.
Beautiful poem. Yeah, it's the makeup thing. I'm just getting loads of complaints about makeup. I'm very sorry. Mums of Cork with little boys. I'm so sorry. Everyone is bawling. Thanks for all your lovely messages. Guys, I was not prepared for that. Turned on in the car, sobbing mess on the school run. Helen, again, I'm sorry, but the makeup needs a little bit of adjusting. Just saying. Bawling in the car park of Lidl. Poor Vic. Lads, will you stop doing that to Victoria and stop doing that to me? Thank you very much. From Big Kev.
Oh, yeah.
45-year-old truck driver at the side of the road in a mess.
Kev. Kev.
Anyway, random acts of poetry day, everybody.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right, will we go back to normal, will we?
Go on, so.
I'm sorry for breaking you.
That's
well,
right.
Actually, Jess's phone broke you.
Jess always breaks me.
All the time. All right, let's go.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money.
All right, let's do a round of pop quiz and see who we have on the line there,
yeah,
Vic.
We have Alan.
Hello,
in
Al.
Wilton.
Here's Alan, everybody.
Hey, how are we getting on?
Not too bad, Al. What is the crack?
Same old, same old.
Same old ding dong.
I hear you.
Okay, Alan.
Alan's working today.
Where are you working, Al?
I work in Carey Tools in Wilton.
Okay,
very good.
Carey Tools.
For all your tool needs.
He's handy for the DIY.
Exactly.
Who's the biggest tool in Carey's Tools?
apart from myself.
Oh, you're not a tool, Alan.
No, I couldn't say.
Do you please tell me at the Christmas party you have the tool awards where you hand out? If not, you need to do it. Like, all right, let's get you over the line here, buddy, and get you 1,000 euro. Give me 10 out of 10, Al.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, Dougal Maguire is a character on what TV show?
Father Ted.
What city is Trinity College in?
Dublin.
Unleaded fuel can also be referred to as what? Petrol or diesel?
Petrol.
And question number 4. What American animation announced a film sequel this week?
Ooh.
Big one. It's been on for 30 years, maybe more. It started on the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah, you're right.
There's lots of yellow people in it.
Simpsons.
Question 5. The Saw Doctors had a hit about what road? The
N17.
The N17. Question number 6. Who won the 2025 Women's Rugby World Cup?
England.
It was. Question 7. Complete this meme title. Charlie bit my...
finger.
What party was Michael D in directly before taking office? Michael D Higgins.
Labour Party.
Question number 9. How many holes in a golf course?
18.
And question number 10. What month is World Podcast Day celebrated?
Oh, Jesus.
In what month? Quickly.
Take a guess.
Come on.
March,
you're going to go for it.
Oh, you did well.
He did unbelievably well.
That was a good round, Alan.
Whew. Okay, let's go back over these. Oh, good Lord. Oh, Alan. Have we news or not? Father Ted is correct. Trinity College is in Dublin. Petrol is correct. And The Simpsons new movie coming out in 2 years.
Yeah.
The Saw Doctors had the N17. Stone walls and the grass is green.
That's it.
Congratulations to England. The ladies won the 2025 Women's Rugby World Cup. Was that last weekend, Alan?
Was,
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Charlie bit my finger. You know Charlie's in college now.
Really?
What party was Michael D in before taking office? Is it the Labour Party or was it Fine Gael? It's the Labour
Party.
Yeah,
yeah.
18 holes on a golf course. We are one away from 1,000 euro.
Oh.
A grand in cash. And we spoke about this yesterday on the show.
Yeah.
What month is World Podcast Day celebrated?
It's gotta be this month, isn't it?
It's this month. I'm so sorry. September.
Oh,
no.
Last month, because today's the 1st of October.
Well, sorry, you're right. My apologies. Yeah. Sorry, it's September. It is September, yeah. Alan, that's lousy. 9 out of 10.
Never mind. That's all right. Never mind.
No,
it's
not.
Come back again, Alan.
I hate
9
out of
10s. Yeah, I know.
Alan, you're guaranteed to come back, that's for sure. In the meantime, it's a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors. I'm so sorry that you missed it today, man.
That's all right.
Great job.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. Take it easy. Now you've got him crying. You've the whole of Cork. You've the whole of Cork crying this morning.
Sorry, lads.
It's all right. We'll do it again tomorrow. Pop quiz, and Alan will be back. He's a 9 out of 10, or we'll have him back on the show pretty soon. World Podcast Day celebrated
September.
In September. It was indeed.
Hoo-ah!
This is a really strange one. A UK startup has designed a new toilet with a 13-degree forward tilt, making it so uncomfortable to sit on that workers won't stay longer than 5 minutes.
Oh, we need those in here. We need those in the men's toilets in Red FM. Need those.
The idea. What are you?
I'm just saying.
Are you sitting out there timing people?
Well, I'm just saying that we notice there's a lot of men that go into the men's jacks in here that take an awful long time to come out.
When you say we, you and Shirley, the office gossips, is that it?
No, just me.
Anyway.
We're not the office gossips.
Oh, I know. I'm only joking.
He's not.
Or am I? Yes. So they put this toilet seat at a 13 degree angle. So that means you're just so uncomfortable with the whole thing. You do your business and you're finished.
So is it tipping you off?
It's like you have to push back into it.
That is genius.
It's genius, but against our human rights as men to hide in the toilets from ye crazy women. The design is called Standard Toilet, has already been pitched to offices, train stations, even shopping centres. Why don't you just put spikes on the seat? Or a little rod that pops up.
Yeah, because actually, it costs an awful lot of money to roll that out, wouldn't it?
Oh, you have to replace the whole toilet. Yeah. The whole thing has to be done. Whoever came up with that, you are one sad human being.
Can you get them in individual houses?
I'm sure you can.
I'm going to get some.
Are you?
For my house.
That's right. Yeah. The lads will be out in the garden like the dog.
Yeah, my husband's another fellow who loses hours in the toilet.
It's the only place we get a bit of peace and quiet.
Really?
Don't take that away from us, please.
All right.
Morning, gang. It is 8:33 in the morning. Are you fans of cover versions? Yeah. Oh, like a good old cover version?
Yeah.
When somebody takes a song and just uses the same ingredients, but just bakes a different cake, basically.
Yeah.
So, Kelly Boo over here is in the Papazitas, and you do all kind of soul and disco and funk music.
Yeah, it's all covers.
It's all covers. Okay. I'm going to play you something here. That a buddy of mine sent to me yesterday. I'll give you about a minute of it, okay? I want you to listen very carefully. And again, when you take a song, and we're going to take an Irish classic song here. Let's take Zombie by the Cranberries.
Right.
But how would that sound as a 60s soul song?
Oh, yeah.
What would you think that would turn out like?
Yeah, it would be good. We do bits like that. Like, we do covers of rock stuff in the soul style. But yeah, I think some work, some don't.
I want your listeners, I want your honest view on this as a song, as a piece of music, as a recreation of Zombie by the Soulberries. Okay? They're called the Soulberries. This is Zombie. It's a cover of the classic Irish song. I'll play about a minute of this and see what you think of it, all right? The backing vocals.
With their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns in your head, they are crying.
That's pretty sweet, isn't it?
In your head, zombie.
What you think, Kelly?
Wow.
I really like it.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it
however,
is.
If you're performing it in Ireland, you're just going to have people screaming it over the top of you.
Of course you are, yeah.
The problem that you've got, though, with a song like that is it's so Cranberries, isn't it?
Yeah, it's also missing Dolores' anger.
Yeah.
That really does make the original. But can I let you in a little secret there?
Yeah.
That was a computer singing.
Oh, my God.
That was 100% AI. That song, Recreate the Cranberries, was put into a computer program. The backing vocals, the harmonies, the whole choir in the background, the music, the drums, every instrument was created by a computer. What is going on? That is incredible. That is an AI cover version of the Zombie by the Cranberries.
That thought never once crossed my head.
We're cooked. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day.
Red FM Breakfast
with KC. Love waking up in Cork.
Red FM.